You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hey, welcome back.
Don't you just...
Yes, this is Mine on the Mayor. Yes, this is Mine on the Mayor. It is Julie Andrews' birthday, so we are dedicating all the music today. Well, it's also it's a great combination for Jim. This is Jim's perfect day. It's music. It's national or world. Is this worldwide time?
National, yeah.
Wow. National Worldwide Music Day. Okay, and ironically, Julie Andrews' birthday and Sausage Day, as we're sitting here eating sausages, and Black Dog Day, and he's got a black dog.
Well, yeah. White.
And it's Jimmy Carter's birthday. He's 100.
And it's Jimmy Carter's birthday.
And we've got peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
we
out
do,
there.
In honor of Jimmy Carter. And then didn't we say it's also Coffee Day, which is
this like is Coffee Day.
Okay.
So this, I mean, this is my day.
This is your day.
Your
but
day.
That Julie Andrews, you know, a few of my favorite things. And don't you just like drive sometime and just start singing that?
Absolutely not.
Just you're just driving along and...
When I started that song at the top of the hour, Jim's face lit up like
so much
a kid walking up to Santa Claus at Christmas.
So much better than, you know, radio legend John Mayno. Jim. No, this is that. Let's do. You want to do everyone with a few of my favorite things
today? Whatever you want, Jim. I'm just getting through this day. Got a text here from Carl, and Carl's right. Lorelei has good German food.
Oh, yes. They totally. Oh, yeah. Wiener Schnitzel.
Forgot about the Lorelei.
Yes, they have great German food.
Schnitzel. I didn't realize until I went pork. To Europe that schnitzel is just pork breaded. Huh?
Right.
I thought it was something more.
It's seasoned much better. It's not like just.
Well, it's pork and bread.
Like it's just flour. Yeah, it's better than that.
It's like breaded veal, isn't it? Wouldn't it almost be the same as breaded veal?
Close.
Okay.
Two different animals, though.
Well, I know, but I mean, but prepared, I think, the same way, right?
I still think we have to set a goal of having, like, ethnic roll. And just find a place.
Well, Bayfest used to be that way.
Ethnic row of restaurants.
Oh,
good restaurants.
Bayfest used to be that way when I was at UWGB.
You're right. You're right.
They did.
It was always raining. But,
yeah.
But you're right.
Anyway, there's just great restaurants in Milwaukee, Polish restaurants. You just don't find that stuff here. And right. We're only right there. 600,000.
You know,
we're
100,000. No, we need to talk to you about that. Tina Quigley of De Pere.
Her dad
used to put on that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to have that.
But I think
something like that.
I think the municipalities.
Maybe for a 2-year anniversary show.
I think the municipalities should get together.
Thanks, John.
We should take some of this county sales tax that.
Is there any left?
There's millions and millions left.
Whenever I want to tweak him a little bit, I just say, is there any money left?
And that
he blows
be
a gasket every time.
And then and both John and I.
Well, there's so much money. They got so much money.
The guy runs for office. He goes, I'm totally against 0.5% sales tax. Boom, gets elected. Okay, well, we're going to do 0.5% sales tax, but just for 6 years until we build this arena thing. Although, you know, the money gets sucked out of Green Bay. Then they extend it for another 28 years. So there's plenty of money. And I think if we would take that, invest into economic development, but the economic development, one of the things could be restaurant or ethnic row and just have awesome restaurants and help subsidize those restaurants a little bit to get more people here, more culture here.
I love it.
Get it done, Jim. There's your project.
I think so, too.
Hey, throw your hat in the ring.
Go after it.
Hey, throw your hat in the ring.
$29 million.
I don't think he wanted you to say that. I don't think he wanted you to say that.
Okay, whatever. All right, let's move on.
I'm sorry.
Hey, the election.
What is this one of those things? Somebody whispers something to you. Whoa, $28 million. Wow. 29. Okay.
The election, hey, the election's in November. You got time to put your name in the hat.
Yeah, that election's not November. But I think we have to upgrade we have a great, great community here, but a little more culture, and I think it's okay if we use a little government tax money because you're paying for it. I mean, everything you buy is 0.5% sales tax. I mean, you get a car, it's like, whoa, it's a lot of money. Yep. Everybody says, 0.5% sales tax, it's nothing. It's, you know, they break it down to it's 5 cents on what, $100 and, but, you know, buy something for, you know, $30,000, it's a lot. And how much do you spend a year? You know, 20, 30?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know.
That's why. That's why you're paying this tax. You don't even see it.
No. Okay.
Anyway, I think what's cool about when you talk about cities, a lot of times you talk about the food.
All right.
You know, like you just talked about Boston, which is awesome.
Well, it's almost an image sometimes.
Right.
You know. Yeah, you go to Chicago. What do you get in Chicago? Right. Chicago dog.
Absolutely.
And Italian beef. Absolutely. Chicago's known for Italian beef and Chicago dogs.
But they have great, great restaurants.
They
Chicago.
Do. But I meant when you just off the top of your head, right. Absolutely. That's what it is.
It's almost like if you're going there, you want to get one just because that's the cool thing to do, the fun thing to do.
Right.
Yeah. And if they come to Green Bay, maybe fried cheese curds and a brat.
Yeah.
I mean, those kind of things. Places do have their... They're things.
Yeah, I'm looking for more than that, but okay, all right. Let's move on.
All right, what are you looking for?
This ethnic row of restaurants, like down in Sausalito has that.
Sausalito, California?
Mm-hmm, right out the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Todd, remember that used to be my theme song?
Oh, yeah.
Sausalito Summer Nights.
That's right.
That was for 20 years or so, that was a theme song for my radio show.
That is just, you just walk around
I will say
restaurant
this.
After restaurant.
When I was in San Francisco for a Packer game, I rented a car and drove up is it Highway 1?
Yep.
Highway 100 or whatever?
One.
And just went to one of the beaches and walked around, and it was cool. Yeah. And it was actually cool because they had shark warning signs out there and everything. But it's coming back right at like sundown from up in the hills type, and the Golden Gate was there, and Sausalito was just on the side. That's one of the coolest settings I've ever seen in America.
Beautiful.
Isn't that something?
It's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to L.A. this week, Saturday morning.
Are you really?
Packer game.
Oh, you're going to the game. Oh, mm-hmm. Cool.
This guy travels all the time.
Is that, I guess.
That's in L.A., though. That's a new stadium, right?
SoFi, yep.
Yeah, SoFi.
So, you know how we can tailgate here anywhere? Like, you can crank the grill up anywhere, right? They have one section. It's called the pink section. Out of the whole parking lot, it's very limited, where you can tailgate. Well, where you can break out a grill, okay? You can drink at the other ones, but you can't cook. So, if you want to do a full-blown tailgate, you got to buy it in a pink zone.
Pink is a weird color.
Yeah, for
that. When you look on the map, that's what it is. No, okay.
You know, you ever
you,
here
you get go. You get a one stall 18 feet long.
Keep them away.
Yeah.
So you get one parking stall 18 feet long.
Well, they have to pay for
$250 bucks.
Wow. Well, that stadium was super expensive and they didn't use tax dollars, so they got to make it up somewhere.
So we got two spots because by the time you park a vehicle and get a grill and you have eight people there trying to tailgate, they're not going to fit in a 6 foot, like this half of this table. So two of them is $500.
Wow. You know, I have to say this though. I think Green Bay and the publicity about Green Bay tailgating kind of like spawned all this tailgating around the rest of the country.
Right.
You never used to hear about these extravagant tailgating at NFL games before the networks would always come here before a Packer game and do shots of
Gun
people.
Madden and all that.
And all that.
Yeah. Don't you think, wasn't Kansas City
Kansas
right
City
with
is probably the best.
Because they have
They went to like roast beef or steaks or something?
No,
or
some they have big barbecue trucks.
Or barbecue. Okay, barbecue. You're right.
So we were
and
there.
That's the music.
You're right.
That's party after party after party.
Yeah. We were there. I went to Kansas City when Aaron Rodgers got COVID and Jordan Love played that one game. I got there 15 minutes before or after the gate opened for the parking, and there was, I mean, like barbecue concession trailers. These were these people's own. This wasn't like concessions in the parking lot. These people bought barbecue trailers to do barbecue in Kansas City, and that's how they
tailgate with.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And there's more than one. There had to have been 100 of them in the parking lot.
I think John's right, though. I mean, Green Bay was like the, tailgate center, and I think colleges, there's some colleges that do it really well, too, especially Penn State. But there's a lot of tailgating, and that's become part of the game.
And I think Madden played a big part in that.
Yeah. Well, look, he used to come here and go to Chili Don. He'd talk about it on his thing.
Yeah,
we went to Chili John's.
Yeah. And the Union Hotel. Victoria's. Anybody out there, let us know where else you've tailgated, NFL-wise, that's good or bad. Because I remember being in New England, and we had to park out in the middle of no place. And you're walking by, and there's just these four guys sitting around the little hibachi that you'd throw in your truck. And they were drinking. It seemed like they're just drinking straight. I don't know if it was bourbon or what it is, and beer chaser. I mean, but they were just like mean looking, just sitting around this little thing looking at you when you walk by. Yeah. No festive atmosphere. And it was a night game, and it was just a real hardcore blue collar, you know, bleep you kind of attitude.
Yeah.
But then you go to other places. I'm trying to think where else I was. And it was linen table. You would have loved it, Jim. Linen tablecloths.
Was the Sound of Music playing?
Yes, it was. That was the soundtrack
talk
of
about
our
a
lives.
Dream come true.
Oh, I know where it was. You know where it was? It was at Notre Dame. University of Notre Dame.
Yeah, Michigan, Notre Dame.
That's
Penn
where it was.
State. Yeah, those are good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Notre Dame had a lousy tailgating?
No, they had a great
tailgating. Oh, great one. Okay.
Yeah. All right. A hoity-toity one.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Yes, bougie.
Yeah. Bougie.
Yes. I'm going to get a picture during the break, and I'm going to show you a picture of a Penn State one. But anyway, some of those people really go all.
Buffalo is another good one. Buffalo, Kansas City. I would say Buffalo, Kansas City Packers.
Really? Oh, I didn't know Buffalo.
Yeah. You said New England was
rough.
Lame. That was lame.
It was rough.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
And it seemed like an area where all the, as we would say in high school, all the hoods hung out. you know what I mean, though? Yeah. When you walked through that area, it wasn't this nice family, the football around.
Well, how long ago was that? Because they
it
got,
was a long time.
Okay, because you know they have like Patriot Land now.
Yeah, this was, do they have a new stadium now?
Well, when they were the first stadium to do like what how we did here with Titletown.
Okay.
They were the first
I didn't
one,
see that there.
Yeah, they were the first stadium to do, Kraft was the first one to like develop all that stuff.
Okay.
And have, you know, they have a roller coaster out there, I believe, or a Ferris wheel or something. They do.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was that trip I told you about. We went to the Notre Dame game, University of Notre Dame, against, ironically, Boston College that afternoon. Then I got a ride up to Chicago. Remember I told you I stopped at that Greek restaurant to get a cab?
Yes.
To take me to O'Hare. Get to O'Hare, or get to the airport and everything. Fly to Providence, Rhode Island. I'm pulling it to the parking ramp, and there had been construction going on. I get a flat tire in my rental car. It's like, wow. I gotta go have a drink at least. Meet Larry McCarron. I go walk in. Larry McCarron's walking out. Hey, John Boy, they just closed. Just got kicked out. So no beer. Next night, I go to the game, cover the Packer-Patriots game.
Yeah.
Go to do my live shot. The union guy for the shop in Boston said he was over hours or something, so we didn't get our live shot back to Green Bay.
Great.
So that was my trip to cover the Packers and Patriots game. Didn't get on the air. Got a flat tire. Couldn't get a drink. Other than that, it was a great trip.
I bet it was. You didn't have to do any work.
Didn't have to do any work whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Did you feel guilty when you came home?
Not at all. We're with Nick here and Cheese Curd. Nick, this is fun having you on here.
Love talking food.
We love talking. This is, but especially cool food. I mean, Serbian, you know, things that are different.
Unique food. Cultural food.
So that's very good. I will take those sausages and peppers anytime.
That was awesome.
Phenomenal. Right. But you said your grandma wouldn't be happy if I had them with eggs, huh?
Correct.
No. Okay.
I would make that, though. That would be really good. It would be good.
We just won't tell Nick.
Yeah. Well, I just said my grandma. I didn't. She's not around anymore.
There we go. Nick Slupski, Cheese Curd Nick. Where are you going to be this weekend?
Nothing this week. Next week, we will be in Egg Harbor Pumpkin Patch. That would be in 2 weeks or a week and a half from now. And then Stadium View for the home Packer game on that Sunday also.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Quick break. Jesse G, Operation Song. Nina Sperano, NBC 26. Aaron Coaglio, local author. Stay with us. Cool as Nick.
No, not
We're
at all.
Not nearly just,
as he
cool
was leaving, Todd, he was
Nick.
Telling us how much money he made betting on some of the games this weekend, and John and I both
we lost $18
each. Okay, we and we're not sleeping.
Exactly.
Nick's a cool guy.
Always fun
Pearl
having Nick
Jam,
in the house.
Unbelievable cook, chef. And he's got that.
Those little sausages.
Oh,
right.
My gosh.
Handmade.
They were so good.
Handmade.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's just...
A little char on them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crispiness on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Those are outstanding. So were the peppers, but I mean, with that bread and the butter and the whole thing, it was great. Thank you for that.
A very interesting kind of cream cheese butter kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have had him try my life juice.
Mm. Yeah.
Huh? Juice of life? Nectar of...
That's a good name.
Life. Yeah. Work on that for you're a marketing guy.
Now we just need a good product.
I can tweak that.
Packaging.
It's pretty good.
I can tweak that.
I just taught that yesterday. The 4 P's of marketing. Yes. Okay.
What did you think, Tom?
Of your drink?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. There's a weird aftertaste.
There's
right after you take
here.
It.
I know.
It kind of hits you.
I know.
And then it goes away.
But I think all those powdery things are like that. They all seem to have that little something, don't they?
No, that vanilla. I like vanilla powder drink.
What cachava do you use?
Is chocolate.
The chocolate? That's the one. That may be where it's
coming
from.
I bet if it was vanilla.
Because I have some of the chocolate at home, and it's got a little bit of that. What is that?
Yeah. That little.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I hear you. No, Dennis.
It's like when your dog gets peanut butter stuck in the roof of his mouth. Yeah, kind of like that. But yeah, let us know, people. Text us. Let us know if you've been placed where good or bad experiences with tailgating around the NFL.
Yeah.
Or college football.
I can't find that picture I wanted to show you, but it was the tomahawk steaks.
What's that?
It was huge steaks. It's
okay.
Yeah, and they're being grilled. And
where was this?
Michigan. It's Michigan or Penn State.
Oh, okay.
But one of the two.
Anyway. You went to a game at University of Michigan?
I didn't. No.
You know, I see where Waltz was at the Michigan-Minnesota game at Michigan. And Michigan fans were pretty rough on him. Yeah. You said it more than anybody.
Yeah.
Politicians should never go to sporting events.
Nope, that's
and be
not
acknowledged.
Why they're there. They are there to escape the real world and just focus on football and have fun. And then the politicians get up there and seldom are they well received. Although I saw something where Trump was. Did he go to the Alabama game? Well, I forgot what game he went to. I think that's dangerous. I think you're let him enjoy the game.
But you know, in some of those places, did you see what was going on for the last couple of years? I think Alabama was one of them. When they'd be doing a chant against Biden? I mean, a very obscene chant.
That was a race. That was a car race.
Yeah, the car race.
Yeah, those are big.
Those are, yeah.
Those pretty conservative.
That's where,
down
I mean,
there.
Hate to say it, but that's where that Let's Go Brandon thing started. That poor girl, the reporter.
Let her alone.
Do you know the whole story?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody, that poor thing.
Well, you certainly have a lot of fans here. They're chanting, Let's Go Brandon. And he's like, well,
that's not exactly what I'm hearing, but,
saying, but okay,
she was
thank
just
you.
Quick on her feet, John. Just quick on her feet.
Right. Not as.
Yep.
All but right. We have another just, 40 days of this. Just,
I know.
Then.
I know. Then whatever, whatever.
Yeah, but it's going to continue afterward.
Probably.
You know it will.
Probably.
It's just not going to stop.
Probably, yeah. You're right.
All right. Well, when you're up in your compound, you know.
Smoking and
I can get
growing.
I'm getting stoned to the bejesus.
No, no, I'm going to. No, it's legal. First of all, it's legal. Secondly, I'm going to sell it. I'm not going to use. I would never use that. Yeah. I don't. No, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Really?
It's going to be a revenue source.
Not even every once in a while to try your product? I mean, when you do it. It's
the test kitchen.
It's like, you're going to invent like a
Schmidt
really good grass. Like, you know, you can play 18 on it and then, you know,
right.
Get stoned to the bejesus belt.
Right.
Mayor Jim's test kitchen. Yeah. Like come on
you
in,
you guys
folks.
Would come in there and be like, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Get the Visine out.
There you go. Yeah. All righty. Okay. Well, we got Jesse G coming up. Operation Song event coming up at Epic, which is a really cool event, tremendous event. We got one of my favorite people in media, if not my favorite, Nina Sperano, who is just, no, I can't say that. We got Tammy, we got Alicia.
She's definitely in that tier,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Nicest person you'll ever meet. Aaron Qualio, a local author, so we got a lot of stuff still taking place today. You know, another thing, though, we're talking about our bets. We still got to figure out a way to do that. I think it would be fun if we could get more ingrained with the folks at the sports book. I think that's an interesting and fascinating kind of thing. I would love to know if anybody there can explain a little bit who makes these odds? How do these come out? Why are they so dang close all the time? I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, within 2 points, and that's what the Packer game was 2.5. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, the experts, CBS.
But they won't, they're not going to give you any advice. They
no,
can't.
No, no, but just not advice. I'm not looking for advice, but just, you know, just how it How's all comes it works? About. Yeah. Do they get sent?
What's the juice?
Right.
Yeah.
But I still think it's funny that CBS Sports, their online betting expert, 1-6 and lost 10 last week in the NFL. And he's one game over 500 just in picking games head to head. No point spreads. He was only one game over 500.
I don't think he's
that shows
wrong.
How hard it is this year.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I mean, I thought the Buffalo Bills were a Super Bowl contender. They've been terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, Cincinnati started out, 0-3?
Yeah, Cincinnati had a rough start. That's true.
I mean, the Chiefs have not looked good. They're winning.
The Chiefs are undefeated. The Chiefs are going to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
Yeah, they are. Those nobody's gonna beat the Chiefs.
You don't think so?
They're even saying,
Ravens?
They're even saying we're not there yet.
You see
it's
the
not
Ra-
like they're saying like, yeah, we're a powerhouse. Of course they would never say that, but they still say we have a lot of work to do. I gotta throw better and other people gotta
they just lost their best receiver.
Yeah, I know that is a little scary. But, I don't know. I'm a Chiefs fan.
I'm telling you, the Ravens look tough. Baltimore looks really tough.
Well, they have
Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson.
That guy's awesome.
They got a great coach. That Harbaugh's a good coach. I think Jim Harbaugh's kind of a whack job, to be honest with you.
His brother
hated him when he was the head coach at San Francisco. And he would go nuts on the sidelines when the Packers would play him. Although I will say this, I've never seen a worse coaching job in all. I will say this, I mean, not to get out of so much, but Aaron Rodgers, okay?
Well, he's what?
No, but I'm just saying this. So people criticize him because of his, he didn't go to more Super Bowls, what the playoff record was. Opposing teams like San Francisco and even Arizona and some of those games they lost, they scored like 44 points against the Packers in all those games.
Yeah.
It was mind-boggling how many points the Packer defense used to give up. I'll never forget. I got in trouble one time, and I was doing the Packer post-game show, and we were doing it right over at Lambeau Field in the bar. I don't know if it was 1919 or wherever it was. And it was through the whole Packer network. And there was that one game where Kaepernick ran for like 180 yards and passed for like 300 yards. Or whatever. They couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
They didn't do a single thing to stop him. And even I was with one of the assistant football coaches, high school coach, we were watching the game.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Johnny's out. Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hello. I got to tell you, so we're sitting here, and Todd came in, and you had a full plate of food. And mine was gone. Nick's was gone. And I thought, oh, Jim must not like it. So Nick and I guess start talking there, yada, 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 yada. And then I turn, and the plate was completely empty.
It was very good.
Todd, is that the fastest you've seen him eat a plate of food?
Gone.
We're
gone. Gone.
That was great food. And you could tell, you know, you could tell great food a couple of ways, but one is he talked about days to cook it. You know, like.
Yeah. Well, he's showing us pictures.
Right. So, I mean, it's
see, I don't have
deal.
That. You've got that. You enjoy that part, right? The prep,
well,
the
do.
Whole thing.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
I mean, I don't know how to cook anything, but I wish I did. It seems like fun and whatever. I can't cook a thing.
Well, just start with one thing. Make chop suey. Make, well, here you go. Make.
I hate chop suey. We had chop suey and
because it was LaCroix.
Was that what it was okay, in school? Wasn't that the worst? And the whole lunchroom would smell as soon as you're walking into the. It's
all right,
like,
all right.
Chop
okay,
suey.
So make.
Hey, even your mom doesn't like your chop
that's
suey.
That's because it's too hot.
Well, whatever. She told
hot,
me no, she doesn't like it ever.
She didn't.
Do we have Jesse?
Jesse is on the line.
Okay. All right, let's do that.
Jesse G.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
How you doing?
I'm great. That conversation was amazing.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah. We need you to bail us out.
Jesse G, tell us everything we need to know about Operation Song coming up.
Great event.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. It's one of the biggest honors I've ever had the pleasure of working with, the best charities. These guys, they take veterans and or Gold Star families, and they put them in the room with songwriters such as myself. And we get to make music and we get to see healing and, you know, we get to create songs, bring them to the studios, record them and put them out in the world for everybody. So Operation Song is an amazing charity and they're coming to Green Bay to write with some local veterans. And we are bringing some songwriters out and I'm bringing my full band out for a show. So you guys come on out, hear the songs that the local or the songwriters from Nashville, Tennessee have written with the local veterans.
Wow.
And then enjoy a rockin' show afterward.
And one thing with the actual individual songs is you guys are very, very diligent to make sure you include as many details to make this show, or excuse me, to make these songs extremely personable. It's not just like, hey, who's that song about? I mean, it's you guys hit all the hot points, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I think that the stories and the personal experience are so important with the veterans. And also, you know, we're there for them and we're there for their healing. So, you know, having a song that they can feel like you know, they got their experiences out. They were able to talk about it, but then also have something in the form of art that's beautiful to just show. It's such a healing process. It really is.
Well, I can't imagine. Like I said, I was at a funeral where you guys played one, or the song was played about the gentleman it was is written for. And I don't think there was a dry eye out of about 200 people sitting in that funeral room. I mean, no kidding. Oh, I mean, I had tears in my eyes. Everybody did. I mean, that was so, I mean, what a way to, for lack of better words, you know, send him out than with a song that was really personalized about him and his wife, who had been his girlfriend during World War II and all those things. It was really something. No, yeah. I'm not lying about that. It was incredible.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And that's amazing that you got to see, you know, Operation Song and everything they do. You got to see it in action. And I can't say better things about it.
Right. Neither can we. And we've had other people in here with some songs. And like Johnny said, because of the interview that the musician from Nashville spends with the person who served this country, they dig pretty deep. And they make a super special connection with that person, with the song. But what John is saying, I agree with what he said, is that it connects with other people. It's just they're I don't want to use the word simple, but they're really, you really know what the song's about. I mean, it's just really a story that you put it to music. So, yeah, this is going to be a great event.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited. You know, I've been fortunate enough to write with a few veterans or a couple veterans and one Gold Star mother. And it has been one of the most life-changing experiences I've personally ever gone through.
Is the Gold Star mother from around here, Jess?
She was not from around here.
Okay.
I haven't written with anyone local yet.
Okay.
But I know that the Operation Song is bringing a bunch of songwriters for a retreat, and we're writing with local veterans, and I'll be able to meet all those people and get to hear their stories. So
I would love to know how to write a song. I got some great ideas floating around, Jim. I got them up here, right there, and I don't know how to put it all together.
You could do that, but...
Everybody can do it.
But John couldn't. He could do the lyrics, but John couldn't do the music.
No,
he doesn't know how to sing.
Well, maybe I can help you guys out sometime.
That would be nice, Jess.
But
if I write one, will you record it for me?
Careful,
yeah,
Jess.
Well, better she records it than John records it. You know?
Oh, yeah, true that. Okay, you're right. You're right. Right.
If it's a ballad, I could do it. We've talked about this.
He wrote a ballad for me, and he sang it. And actually, it's it's a treasure. It is. It was
so
nice.
A ballad? Like a Chris. Rod McEwen. Remember Rod McEwen? Jesse, do you remember Rod McEwen? A poet, songwriter in the 60s? No?
I think if you guys write a song, Jesse could sing it, and then maybe there's a part in the middle where you do a speaking part, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you come back with
we're going to bring those ones back.
Yes.
Hey, Todd, almost like the song we played yesterday, We Built a City on Rock and Roll, where the DJ comes on, hey, it's a beautiful 75 degrees in Los Angeles today. Let's get out there. Let's get to the beach. Let's have some great time. I could be that guy.
That, yes.
Jess? Maybe?
Yes.
Okay, Jess said yeah. She just agreed to it.
I do.
What?
Okay, that's right. Jess agreed to it. I think that would be interesting. Okay, let's. Talking's going to be in between
I've only got one. I've only got one melody or whatever you want to call it in my head, and it's always the same, you know. And I saw it was just after that song.
Yep.
Yeah,
it would have to be that to. Put to that song?
Well, it was kind of like the way I wrote yours, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday when I was mayor.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So the
music's already done.
Here's an example, Mary. Yes, I wrote a song about you, former mayor. Yesterday when I was mayor, there was not a hint of grayness in my hair. I was long and lean. I was such a man. I drank my Busch Light. Straight out from the can. What do you think, Jess?
He did.
That is hilarious. I love it.
So did I. I think you should write the lyrics, and I think Jess can put it to music.
Yes.
I think that could work.
Jess,
could
can
work.
We collaborate
and don't make
on this?
It too... This is very serious. Don't make it corny.
It's not corny.
My song was really corny, but it was really
funny.
Well,
your life has been corny.
Yeah, it's true, Dad.
Let's think about that, Jim.
That's true.
Come on.
It's the truth. Came
All
out.
Right.
Okay.
So, Jess, do you live in Tennessee?
I do. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. Been there for about 10 years. My husband served in the military, so we bounced around a little bit because of, you know, different duty stations and stuff. But yeah, live in Nashville, Tennessee, full time. I'm a singer, songwriter, country music artist.
Awesome.
I have a daughter down there. We go down to Nashville often. Did you get a little rain?
Oh, awesome. So we ran from it because we were headed up here anyway. So
oh, okay.
We packed up early and we were like, I don't know what this is going to turn into, because you know how Tennessee and natural disasters don't get along well. So,
right. Oh, you guys have had hurricanes there? They had 7 inches of, well, where my daughter, she lives downtown. But
did you guys have like a tornado last year or something come through in that area? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nashville gets hit every year with something crazy. So we were like, okay, we're not going to risk it. We packed up late, even like 9 p.m. at night. We just got in our converted Sprinter van that we tour around the country in, and we just drove halfway, slept at a truck stop, and kept trucking up here.
So. Love it. That's my way to travel. Yeah. So are you in Green Bay now?
Yeah, I'm in Green Bay. My husband's originally from the area, so we're staying with family.
What town?
Green Bay.
Oh, right in Green Bay. Okay, awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
We got a thing here. Your current single, Like My Whiskey, Gretchen Wilson, is gaining steam across radio and streaming platforms, making her one of the top independent artists on country music charts. Did you write that song, Like My Whiskey?
I did. I wrote this song a while back with another fellow Oregon songwriter. I'm from Oregon originally.
Okay.
And, you know, I was about to release it, and I was thinking, this would be so cool as a duet with my country music hero, Miss Gretchen Wilson, the redneck woman herself.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the Target parking lot as my toddler was taking a snooze in the back, and I just texted her. I was like, hey, what do you think about singing a couple lines or me just turning your vocal up? Because she's saying backgrounds on it anyway. And she sounded so great. We sounded like the same person when we were singing it. And I'm like, that'd be so fun. And she's like, I'll just sing some more lines on it. Just send it my way. So it just ended up being a fun duet, and music video super fun, and it's just about two girls going out and having a good time.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you
turned out pretty great. Totally unplanned.
Fantastic.
Do you perform down in Nashville?
I do. We do mostly like local industry things, like writers rounds or showcases kind of thing. But when I first moved to town about 8 years ago, I sang down on Broadway as like a cover, you know, honky-tonk singer for, like, every day just to make a living, you know?
That is great for tourists. And, you know, that's just so much fun to go from place to place.
Well, I was reading, you know who contacts me, texts me all the time, hey, how you doing when you're coming to Nashville, is Carly Pierce. And,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, she must have seen me on Facebook or something, so she Facebook requests me all the time. And yada, yada, yada. Yeah,
everybody does
that. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, and if you believe that, Jess, then. but anyway.
Well, in my head, I'm like. I don't want to crush your dreams.
No, you're like the rest of us. Just let them go.
But what I'm getting at is that's how she's got to start, from literally singing on street corners.
Yeah, you know, I think that you learn how to be a good entertainer when you know that, you know, people walk into a bar, they're not expecting to like you necessarily, but then you win them over, and it takes a lot of talent to be able to do that. So you really learn how to entertain people, how to win people over, be a people person, deal with drunk people. You learn like a lot of really good things that make you a great entertainer, especially when you end up going out singing your own songs. And, you know, a lot of those venues, they will let you sing your own songs here and there within the set. I was lucky enough that they let me, I told them every time, I'm like, hey, I moved here to do this, you know, like to be an artist, not to be a cover singer. So every time I got a job, they let me do my own stuff too. And great place to try out if your song's good enough or not, you know?
So are you going to be singing here? Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Mm-hmm. But will be performing, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to be the very end headliner. Very grateful that they wanted me to bring my whole band up, close out the show, and it's going to be like a really rocking set. Hopefully everybody gets up, dances, and has a good time.
Awesome.
That's
I got to ask you, because Jim's daughters are amazingly talented. And one is a
songwriter?
Well, she's a doctor, a big-time doctor in New York City. And she was phenomenal as a singer and performer. And I asked her one day, she was here about a month or so
ago. John was interviewing her.
Would you rather be on Broadway or be a big-time New York City doctor? Broadway in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
She didn't even hesitate.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, once that's in your blood, you can't get rid of it.
And I have another daughter that wrestles with that, too. So you want people to be happy, but you got to make a living, too. You know what I mean? So but there's always room for people at the top. My dad always said that, so that's true.
Yeah, it's so hard. Like, I struggled with that for years because I was like, how do you make a living at this? But believe it or not, you know, you work hard enough long enough, it ends up appearing in the pathway to making a living is there. So, you know, I mean, if you want it bad enough, it's there for sure.
Yeah, I think we'll pay off some medical bills first.
Pay off the college bills, the tuition bills.
Yeah. Then she can go.
Yeah. Well, Jess, this is really exciting. I really hope I can make it out there to watch you perform and hear your song. Did you write one of the songs for one of our local soldiers?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I hope to. I know that they're bringing up some songwriters from Nashville, Tennessee, really great songwriters that are friends of mine, too. Nashville's kind of a small community, as you guys probably have seen.
Right.
The music community there is just really, I mean, once you know some people, you know everybody within the circle.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm super excited to see the guys coming up, and hopefully I get to write with a local veteran.
Awesome. All right, Jesse, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you this week. Nashville's third annual Salute to Green Bay Operation Song at the Epic, 6:30, October 3rd. Jess, look forward to it.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you. Take care. Back after this.
So this is Jesse G and Gretchen Wilson right here.
Didn't think it was Julie Andrews.
I don't remember this part in The Sound of Music. Maybe this when the Nazis were coming and the nuns were taking their distributor cap wires.
I love it when there's still fiddles and steel guitars, pedal guitars, and country music.
No, couldn't agree more.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If it sounds like a pop song,
Nope.
I want to hear that stuff.
I'm with you 100%.
And it starts off with fiddle and she's got a pedal guitar in there.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. Yep. What was the song? Was it the Oak Ridge? No, it was it Alabama? If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Yep.
Those neon guns, that one. Remember that? Was that Alabama?
That was Alabama.
Alabama.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
That's it. So that's her. That's Jesse G that we just hit on. She will be performing with her entire band. And that one was with Gretchen Wilson, but she'll be with her entire band Thursday at the Epic. It's a really cool event, folks. And like I mentioned, a good friend of mine, a World War II veteran, that's one of the first stories in my most recent book, who passed away, and they played his Stay Away From My Flyboy. It was just great. It was just really great. So I hope to be able to go. You want to go there Thursday night? Can you go?
It's a lot of music this week, right? The symphony tonight.
Oh, that's right. You're going to the symphony tonight.
With
I'd like to go to this thing Thursday.
Okay. So symphony tonight, I'll go with you. No. You know, you do that. Like, I'll go to this with you if you go to this with me.
When is the symphony?
Not tonight, is it?
Aren't you going with Nikki's going with
I
you?
I go with Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just.
Well, you know what? I'll ask Nikki to come Thursday too. Then
there you go.
All right.
All right. Yeah, Thursday.
Nikki'll be our station. I need somebody to go with.
She's that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. No, I can't go. Get out your job description and all.
Oh, right here. Never mind. Oh, Todd or Jim needs somebody to go with. You got to be that person.
No, and all other things required.
Yes. So that was great, man. It's great having her on. That was super.
Yeah. And she's what, 3 years? She's been doing this.
I didn't catch that, to be honest with you. Mm. Boy, the Epic though. Talk about. I don't know how many long. Did that start up like right during COVID? Pretty much. Did it have kind of a little bit of a soft open to it because of COVID? But anyway, it has been around all that long. But wow, is that the go-to event?
Oh my
place,
gosh,
huh?
Everybody has that. Yeah.
I mean, that's just incredible.
Fun place.
Yeah. Awesome place.
All right. Thursday. Super place.
Let me ask you this though.
Okay.
Have you ever written a song?
If I did, I was young. I think we dabbled with it. No, I'm going to say no to that.
Okay.
But I remember like having playing the trumpet and trying to write a song, but no, it just didn't go anywhere. That's not my talent.
You know what seems weird? You know what sometimes these people get, there have been some big lawsuits. Always there's lawsuits. Well, you stole my, not my lyric, my something with the music composition or I don't
the know. Melody.
The melody. Right? Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Wow. I mean, there are like huge lawsuits with that. But it seems like, haven't we almost run out of original ones?
It's tough.
You know what I mean?
It's tough.
No. That's like the same everything that's been invented. No. Everything that's been invented has been invented.
That's his code word for you guys are idiots. No.
John, but I want to say this on what you're talking about. There's a video, and it's called Four Chords, and the guy sings, there must be 20 songs in those four chords. Just what that, you're saying, that yeah. Somebody could say, hey, wait a minute, you use that.
That's and, what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it is close, but I don't know if there's, I think there's a lot of music to be written.
But you could see why somebody would do something, and mm-hmm. it's like, oh, that's pretty close to what I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the, like you said, writing a song is...
I'm going to try to write a song.
The music. And I'm it's the try, lyrics, though, is where you're going to win.
I'm going to write the lyrics for a song.
Yeah, I think you can do that.
That she's going to record.
I think
I'm
going to
do
work.
That. I'm going to find one of my buddies that I'm going to write a song about.
And your buddy that just died, right? Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
Did he make a lot of money writing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So that's going to be my next. So I pretty much, I'm set. I got my life juice and I'm a songwriter. What do you think?
I think this is John Mino days.
It is.
I just will support you. Anything.
I could use a little financial
just stay
support.
Stay safe.
Yeah. A little financial support to get off the ground.
Jim can cover you there.
You can, no, you can buy
no,
shares.
You can't.
Mayoral wallet
no,
out of his
you
back
can pocket. Buy shares of the Mino Endeavor. I'll let you in on the ground floor.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. I'm just being honest. What's I don't under, offer what, that to everybody. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah, special deal just for you.
Yeah, special deal gonna... just for you. Don't say anything to anybody. I don't know if people are getting... ticked off at me. Mino, why didn't you let me in on the ground floor? Yeah. Holy cow. It's unbelievable. So anyway.
No, yeah. I wish you well. I think you could write a song. I think you should set that as a goal.
I'm going to.
You know, do you have your bucket list? I asked you that last year.
No, I've never done a bucket list.
Okay. Well, you're on the clock.
Yeah.
You said 74?
No two.
72. So you got?
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. John, let's work on this.
Okay.
5 years.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on this planet for 5 years.
Yes.
And then, well, I don't know. Okay, let's get the list going. Write a song as
although
well.
Although if I keep losing weight, I might never die.
That's
like
fun.
Ever. We have a gentleman.
The Fountain of Youth.
We have a gentleman who lives on a compound in the wilds of northern Michigan. Yeah, the Charles. Upper Peninsula, or is it Upper Peninsula? But it's far north, a very obscure place. And
him and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We both have beards. Long hair. Just sit there.
That would totally be my life.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Todd would fit in right now.
Yep.
I was talking to a friend of mine a couple weeks ago who is more in the executive world. And same, he just said, man, if I could get off the grid and fish in Canada, I'm like, for how long?
Forever.
That's what he said, too. And this guy's like, people are
counting
on him.
If I had a
him.
Cabin in the woods or on the lake, I'd
you
never
drop,
leave.
Would you drop out now? I wouldn't.
I'd be gone right
if
now.
I
would
money
go
in a heartbeat,
for a couple weeks.
In a heartbeat, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
in
yet.
A heartbeat. Really?
No. There's too much to do here.
Man.
Let somebody else do it.
But I was really surprised that this guy, of all things, has a...
Well,
and
you
he's
know
just really growing his business,
I'll,
and he's like...
I'll go there
tomorrow.
Early to till the land
there
and everything for when you want to come up and start your crop. I'll get that all set.
All right.
We're going to set a break. Nina Sperano, NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus, joins us next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.